This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in California slowly trying to contain the major wildfires burning in Los Angeles County for more than a week. The Eaton Fire, just 35% contained. LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says dangerous Santa Ana winds are back.
Remain alert as danger has not yet passed.
House Speaker Mike Johnson clarifying yesterday's remarks that there should be conditions on federal funding for the state, saying there are discussions on how to best spend any approved funds over the reconciliation bills.
Leader and I come from a disaster-prone state, Louisiana. We deal with hurricanes and floods and tornadoes all the time, and wildfires as well. We all know that. We all feel that. We're all Americans. And the Americans there that are affected, desperately need and deserve help.
Confirmation hearings wrapping up for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Democrats grilled Hegseth over his comments that women should not serve in combat. Hegseth pushing back on allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wind chills are wicked. Be sure to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. It may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. Limit your time outdoors and warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter. Never rub it warm. You'll damage the freezing cells even further. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling, cold, sore, and painful, which is frostnip. Then pins and needles, which is a surface frostbite. Lastly, numbness indicates a deep frostbite. If you're cold, your animals are too. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware and adjust accordingly. You may need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. And short-haired pets and short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come into contact with the snow-covered ground. Pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. The same goes for very young and very old animals. Some things you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress-up and consider a dog sweater or coat. And always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. So if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they are showing signs of hypothermia. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 10 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Kelvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Kelvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
What's up, everybody? How you doing on this very cold Tuesday afternoon? My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. Certainly have a lot of real news today, and I'd like us all to engage in a conversation about it. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. 4842, we are furiously finishing our work to prepare audio cuts of the Pete Hegseth Senate confirmation hearing this morning. One round of questions, and they're out. Pretty unbelievable. And I will say here on the record, Pete Hegseth will be our next Secretary of Defense. The one Republican senator on the Senate Intelligence Committee that was responsible for the hearing today, Senator Joni Ernst, seemed inclined to avoid MAGA backlash. She is approaching re-election, and it appears that she basically isn't going to do her job because she'd rather keep her job than do it now. We're going to get to all of that, but I promised you all yesterday that we would begin today with a discussion of what I can only describe as bizarre kerfuffle, bizarre rulings, procedure, etc., that has been going on with respect to the Jack Smith reports. Now, there are not reports. There's one report, which is important here. But I'm going to talk about it as if there's two reports, okay, for clarity's sake. But there is just one report. It has two parts because volume one is about the January 6th insurrection, okay? Volume two is about Donald Trump's stealing of the super secret spy documents and stashing them in facilities. Bathroom facilities, theatrical stages at Mar-a-Lago. So let's dig into that. Of course, volume one was dropped, became public this morning at 12:01 a.m. A lot of people thought that was going to maybe happen tomorrow. No, this morning at 12:01 a.m. I printed out, if you're watching me on YouTube, I have it in front of me, all like 178 pages of it. And I'm going to do a deep dive tomorrow on volume one of the Jack Smith report. But what also has transpired in the last few days is truly astounding in terms of Judge Aileen Cannon's lawlessness and bias. Remember, Judge Aileen Cannon is the Trump-appointed Southern District of Florida federal Article III lifetime appointed judge who, by the luck of the draw, got the criminal case against Donald Trump relating to his stealing of the super secret spy documents. Okay, that's a Judge Cannon. I have talked about her lack of qualifications. I have talked about her utter inability to read law correctly many times on this show. You want to go find those? There's a bunch from the spring. Just go to civicmedia.us/shows. You can check out all my old episodes there, also on Apple Pods and Spotify. But what has gone on over the past few days is sort of more insane than her usual bad judging, bad lawyering, inability to read the law. And what she did yesterday, there was an order issued yesterday. It's document 697 in the super secret spy documents case. What she did yesterday and the overall very clear, very obvious delay tactics of Judge Aileen Cannon is shocking. So, one, she's completely beyond the bounds of her authority and jurisdiction. Two, it's clearly a delay tactic. And the upshot of that is that the clearest cut case of Donald Trump's criminal activity, which I have said since day one, it's not the New York fraud case. It's not even the insurrection case. The clearest cut case of Donald Trump's criminality has always been his stealing of the super secret spy documents. I say stealing because after you're president, you don't have any right to keep the super secret spy documents that you used to be able to look at because you had top security clearances. He was asked for months and months and months to return them. He told his lawyer that he returned them. Turned out he didn't. Who knows where they... We don't even know if we've gotten all of them back. So, again, I will talk about, I'm going to be reading vigorously this evening into tomorrow, Jack Smith's report on January 6th. 170 odd pages. Don't worry, you don't have to. I will. Because I'm your friendly lawyer lady, the economist on the air. I will go through it. I will pull out the highlights. And by the way, I also promise you this, I will read not a word about what other people are saying about it so that you'll get my unfiltered take. Really important. I also did that with respect to the Hegseth confirmation hearing today. I haven't listened to any commentary. I couldn't listen to the whole thing because we had to start getting ready for the show, but I listened to probably about three quarters of it. And that's the way I like to do it. When it is breaking news, when it is stuff happening, I try to stay away from the commentary because then I'll just be a pass-through for what other people think about stuff. And that's not why you tune in, right? And if you're just joining us again, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A lot of real news today, and we need to have some real conversations, some great conversations about it. You can join 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We are starting with the Jack Smith reports. And I want to explain what has the ball that has been bouncing around out of Judge Aileen Cannon's court up to the 11th Circuit, then back again. Very weird. So I'm going to try to explain this bit by bit by bit to get us up to the moment that we are in today at 2:14 p.m. Central Time on January 14th, because I'm not going to bury the lead. The upshot, the result of all of this wrangling around is that Jack Smith's report on the clearest case of Donald Trump's criminal activity that placed our national security interests at risk, that report will likely never see the light of day. And it, the reason that we are at that terrible point in time is because Judge Aileen Cannon is completely unfit, totally biased, and is acting beyond the scope of her jurisdiction to interfere with the exercise of discretion of the Attorney General of these United States of America, whether you like it or not, whether you like Trump or Biden or neither. Merrick Garland is the Attorney General. He has the discretion to release these sorts of reports. They are released as of a matter of course by special counsels. They were released by Bill Barr. This ain't new. Nothing here is new. This should have been a, there's no there there. So it should have been. But she has put her finger on the scales of justice. That report, I'm going to call it now, will never see the light of day. And it is an incredible historical irony that on the day the single most unqualified nominee for the Secretary of Defense of this nation sat in his confirmation hearing, and a Republican senator had the audacity to ask this guy in a hearing of this level of importance, how many push-ups can you do? True, that happened today. As that hearing for the confirmation of the single most unqualified man ever to be nominated in modern American political history for the Secretary of Defense was some of the most serious questions about his character and judgment and his ability to lead an organization of some 3 million people with a budget of nearly $1 trillion. As that hearing is happening, a judge appointed by Donald Trump is burying the criminal case against the former and soon-to-be president for actions that he took after he left the presidency that placed our national security at risk. That is the through line between what is happening today in terms of Pete Hegseth's hearing and what Judge Aileen Cannon has been doing since the day she got the case, and what she did yesterday to bury the facts of this most serious, clearest cut case of criminal conduct investigated by Jack Smith and the Department of Justice about actions taken by Donald Trump after he left the Oval Office. She has put her finger on the scales of justice in a way that no Article III judge should ever do. I'm going to explain to you all of this procedural stuff, why she has no jurisdiction, why this matters to you and your personal safety and your family's safety as we enter this next stage, the second Donald Trump administration with so much crisis in the world, abroad and here at home. You're going to want to stay tuned as I walk us all through this. I'm Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Thanks. Hey, I'ma keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, what? Yeah, what?
You're just too good to be true.
We're not going to want to take our eyes off of this little through line. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you from 540 AM WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin. But of course, you can listen to me all across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. And if you want to see some of my crazy hand gestures and facial expressions, you can always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube page and on Facebook. So check us out there. Hello to all the folks that are watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Great to see you all. On Facebook, you can find the live stream at Maggie Dawn Show. Same thing on X. And for YouTube, it is Civic Media's YouTube channel. Go check it out and join us that way as well. You can comment in those streams. I will see them. And you folks listening on the radio or over your streaming device, your Alexa, whatever you got going on, you can text in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I will see your text messages, as well as call us on that same number and join this conversation about all this real news happening today. 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. What I am talking about first, and we're going to get to the Pete Hegseth hearing. Cardi has been working furiously to try to get the cuts together for us. It is always hard to do to bring you these sounds to get us on the air when we got so much stuff happening in the morning. So we're cleaning that up. We're putting the bow on it so I can get to that. But I promised you yesterday, and I wanted to start here, because Jack Smith's report on the January 6th investigation dropped this morning at 12:01 a.m. That's volume one. Volume two, the report about Trump's theft, stealing of the super secret spy documents case will never see the light of day. That's my prediction. That's not a fact. That's a Maggie Dawn prediction, but I am going to tell you, you can take that one to the bank. Here is how we got here. And the things to keep your eye on are Judge Aileen Cannon, the judge that presided, note the past tense here, over the super secret spy documents case until she dismissed it because she concluded, contrary to all other federal appellate court rulings, that the special prosecutor's office is unconstitutional. Boy, I wish Hunter Biden, I bet Hunter Biden's like, I wish I would have known that. She dismissed the case and yet has continued to issue these rulings. So if you're on the line, stay there. I want to get through sort of this sequence of events because it's kind of mind-boggling, both in its complexity, but also in its impact. So keep your eye on a lean cannon doing things beyond her jurisdiction, that's one. And two, everything that she's doing is either unclear, very nonspecific, and all designed to slow everything down so that by the time Donald Trump is sworn in on Monday, it all goes away. That's why we're never going to see this document, at least not within the next, you know, I don't know, 4 years or so. Yeah, not going to see it. Okay, here we go. Strap in. Then we're going to go to the phones and the text lines. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. If you're on the phone, stay there. We're going to take all these comments and thoughts and questions about this because it's not simple. But this is often how justice is stolen from the American people, by burying it in delay and complexity and sheer grotesque incompetence. All right. On January 7th, a lean cannon issued a temporary injunction purporting to block the release of Jack Smith's final report. She didn't specify which portion of the foot, just the whole thing, final report, which therefore seemed to prevent the release of the report, Volume 1, that related to January 6th. Guess which case a lean cannon never had any jurisdiction of. Everyone should be shouting at their radios or your screens if you're watching on YouTube. She never had anything to do with the January 6th insurrection criminal case against Donald Trump. Never had anything to do with that. Why do you think you can enjoin or have any jurisdiction about the report that relates to a case that you never had anything to do with? You don't need a JD. You don't need a law degree to know you don't. You don't have any jurisdiction there. So she issues this temporary injunction. Now, this was based on Donald Trump's request that she do so, which he filed with a lean cannon. Here's how you know all of this is garbage. Because Donald Trump's two co-defendants in the super secret spy documents case filed the same request. The same request to enjoin release of the final report. But guess where they filed that request? In the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, the court that has jurisdiction over the super secret spy documents case. So there's two different questions of jurisdiction going on. She has nothing to do with the January 6th case at all. You can't say anything about a report having to do with a case that you've never had in your courtroom. That's jurisdictional problem one. She doesn't even acknowledge that. Jurisdictional problem two, you dismiss the case, Aileen. It's not before you anymore. You dismiss the case on this bogus theory that the special counsels are unconstitutional, and the Department of Justice appealed that ruling up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the court that now has the super secret spy document stealing case. And here's how you know that this was baloney and designed only to subvert justice and delay, 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 because Walt Nauta and De Oliveira, Trump's two co-defendants in the super secret spy documents case, guess where they filed their request? In the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Oh, yes. You know, the court with jurisdiction actually over the super secret spy documents case. So we're going to pick right back up where we left off. So two weird things there. She doesn't have anything to do with the January 6th insurrection case. So that's weird thing one. Weird thing two. You don't have the case anymore, Aileen. So we're going to pick back up on January 8th. And I'm going to take you all the way up to today. This matters, y'all. Justice delayed is justice denied. And the American people are being denied the most essential set of facts relative to a former president's criminality in modern American history. Keep it locked. I'm your friendly lady lawyer, Maggie Dawn, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
New research out shows that 2025 could be the year for cheese. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. What is it about cheese that's drawing such attention? I've got the information next.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
Rachel Kerr, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, says new research that they're sharing shows consumers are looking for cheese in 2025. Cheese with a flair.
You know, people are still desiring kind of that global influence, right? They're looking for big flavors, and you can find that in a variety of dairy products and Wisconsin cheeses. They're also looking to, on that same note, not just look for global flavors, but trying to taste and experience like global cultures and flavors, and they can do that through cheese. You know, we have great heritage in the state. We have cheesemakers who've brought their traditions from all over the world. We have farmers that are producing the very best quality milk, and that creates just a breadth of amazing products that people can try that fit into this trend. So we see the dairy case being a great place for people to experience that global trend in this next year.
Rachel Kerr, she's the Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You can see more on the 2025 research at wisconsindairy.org. And there's still time to register for the 2025 UW Ag Outlook Forum. It's going to be happening on Tuesday, January 21st. It's on campus, the UW Discovery Center, but it's also available online if you're interested in finding out what projections some of the experts are making on Trump 2.0 and what his administration will bring as far as opportunities and challenges for production agriculture. Just jump online and look for UW Ag Outlook Forum. We also have several links and story updates available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Just a quick snapshot on food news for a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow.
Right now, it's 12 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing
your
it.
Face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome dietitian and nutritionist Sherry Stoka, and from the band Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause join me in the studio. There will be rock.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
that drop, Cardi. We got Pete Hegseth, that bad boy. We got Donald Trump, the stealer of super secret spy documents. Lord knows where he disseminated them to. And that's about all. The only person who will know, because Aileen Canada's effectively buried the report forever and ever and ever. Amen. I'm sure Donald Trump and Pete would say. Where we left off just before that break was I had taken you through the first set of weirds, and there are multiple weirds here. And the first set of weirds was that Judge Aileen Cannon entertained a motion from Donald Trump to enjoin, prevent Jack Smith's final report on the two special prosecutor investigations, the insurrection case and the super secret spy documents case, entertained a motion from Donald Trump to enjoin, i.e. prevent the release of that report to the public. Weird thing one, Aileen Cannon doesn't have jurisdiction over the matter anymore because she dismissed it, and it's now with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals because she dismissed it. Second thing, the report covers both the insurrection matter and the super secret spy documents matter, and she had nothing to do with the insurrection case, so why do you think you would have any jurisdiction over that? So there are those weird things. All that happened a week ago today, on January 7th. So then last Wednesday morning, the DOJ responded, you know, in the 11th Circuit, the court with actual jurisdiction, and made clear that the portion of the report about the insurrection said nothing about the super secret spy documents case, nothing of any substance. There was just one sort of general reference. And the DOJ also made clear that they do not plan on releasing Volume 2. They're not asking to release Volume 2 to the public, but rather a redacted version only to members of Congress so that they can execute their proper oversight responsibilities, so that they can have knowledge of this. And the reason that it would be released confidentially with redactions for national security secrets only to Congress is because the case against Walt Nauta and De Oliveira continues, and the case against Donald Trump is up on appeal. And the case, therefore, isn't resolved. So the DOJ was saying, listen, we're just going to give it to Congress. They have an oversight responsibility. We're going to redact it. Yeah, that would seem to make sense. So then on Thursday, in other words, the DOJ was doing this in a restrained manner. So then after that filing from the DOJ, the 11th Circuit last week Thursday denied the request to enjoin the government from releasing the report. But they didn't say anything about Aileen Cannon's injunction. So they denied the request to enjoin the entire thing, said the J6 portion can go out. But they didn't say anything about Aileen Cannon's injunction, which had this really weird piece to it. Remember when I told you a week ago today, Aileen Cannon, without having jurisdiction in two different ways, issued an injunction preventing the release of the, quote, report, like the whole thing. She put in place this little line that said, unless the 11th Circuit rules otherwise, and then it can be released 3 days after that. Why the 3 days, Aileen? What? What's up with the 3 days? Why do we have to wait 3 days? Why not 1 day? What about two? Why not 15? Because, remember, it's both the grotesque incompetence, no jurisdiction, she has no idea what she's doing, and the entire point has always been to delay. You start adding this stuff up in your head because it's happening last week. Well, how long will it take the 11th Circuit to rule? Maybe a couple of days, and then that gets us to like Monday or Tuesday, which would be today, and then you add another 3 days, and oh, bingo bango, it's Friday, and Donald Trump comes in on Monday. I'm sure that's what she was thinking. But the 11th Circuit got right on it, denied those motions. And so J6 report going out. Now, let's count together, everybody. Thursday, Friday, Monday. Ooh, wait, that's 3 days, isn't it? When did the January 6th report drop? 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So the DOJ, again, in an incredibly restrained way, giving full meaning to both the 11th Circuit's denial of the request to keep the reports from being released and Judge Aileen Cannon's extrajudicial, meaning doesn't have the power to do it, she's beyond her jurisdiction, they still waited. Thursday, Friday, Monday. It dropped this morning at 12:01 a.m. I will discuss that report in detail, but this procedural stuff is really important because, again, justice delayed is justice denied. Incompetency run rampant, denying American people the right of transparency and accountability for their former, as in Donald Trump, and soon to be, as in Donald Trump, public officials with the nation's most precious secrets. Here's a little tidbit. Before the 11th Circuit ruled, they told the defendants, so this is Nauta, De Oliveira, and Trump, to respond to the DOJ's opposition to withholding these reports by 5 p.m. on Thursday night. Just a little note, Trump didn't even bother himself to respond, but Nauta and De Oliveira did, but they didn't file it until 5:06 p.m. Having practiced in federal courts for a very, very long time, you don't do that. You don't bloat deadlines in federal courts by 6 minutes. So just very interesting. Then the DOJ, because the 11th Circuit was not specific about Judge Cannon's ruling, after the 11th Circuit said the J6 portion of the report absolutely can go out, then the DOJ filed an emergency appeal of Judge Aileen Cannon's order specifically with respect to their desire to release the report redacted and confidentially only to members of Congress. They filed an emergency appeal of that ruling by Judge Aileen Cannon very, very late Thursday evening. Now, if there had been any doubt that Judge Cannon had no more jurisdiction over the super secret spy documents case, the DOJ's notice that they are appealing her ruling to the 11th Circuit is the nail in the coffin. So, like, okay, she didn't have any jurisdiction over the J6 report. 11th Circuit eventually fixed that. She didn't have any jurisdiction over the super secret spy documents anymore because she dismissed it. And even if you can get past that, as soon as the 11th Circuit invited appeal of her decision preventing the release of now just the super secret spy documents case, when the DOJ filed their notice of appeal of that ruling in the 11th Circuit last Thursday, she then definitely didn't have any more jurisdiction. And yet. So then on Friday, Nauta and De Oliveira went back to Cannon and filed a request to extend the scope of her injunction as it relates to the super secret spy documents case longer. Yeah, make that, but just did longer. So then this past Saturday, again, there is absolutely no legit argument that this woman has jurisdiction over this matter anymore. It just, she doesn't. She made a ruling anyways on Saturday. I shouldn't say a ruling, an order. She ordered the DOJ to account for a claim that Donald Trump made that actually there's crossover information in volume one about the insurrection case. Again, trying to get Aileen Cannon to prevent the release of the J6 report, even though she has no jurisdiction there. So, like, round and round we go. She did this on Saturday. The woman, again, has no jurisdiction. What did the DOJ do? They responded on Sunday in Cannon's court, again, not waiving their argument that she has no jurisdiction, and explained there's no crossover, no meaningful crossover. It's mentioned, meaning the documents case is mentioned like once or twice in the January 6th insurrection report. So to say that Aileen Cannon doesn't even know the first principles of federal law and jurisprudence is an understatement. Aileen Cannon is a loose cannon, undermining the rule of law at nearly every turn. So what was the last little bit of lawlessness, loose cannon from Aileen Cannon? Yes. Yesterday on Monday, after the DOJ filing on Sunday, she entered a ruling that said, oh, yeah, the 11th Circuit said that that January 6th, that portion of the report can go out. Mm-hmm. And admonishes the DOJ that you made a representation to me that there's no crossover between these reports. I found this little tidbit from her order and ruling yesterday about the super secret documents case report to be absolutely gobsmacking. I'll read it to you. It's in footnote 2 of document 697 in the super spy documents case, super secret spy documents case. In footnote 2, she writes this. Counsel, DOJ counsel, are reminded of their obligation of full candor to this court and their duty as officers of the court to ensure complete accuracy and completeness in their representations. Because they told her there's no crossover between the documents case and the insurrection case. Maybe Judge Cannon needs to be reminded of a president's duty of candor, accuracy, and completeness when you turn back over to the United States citizenry your super secret spy documents and you don't abscond with them to your gold gilded enshrined Oval Office 2.0 in Florida. Maybe she needs to be reminded of the entire point of the super secret spy documents case. But it gets worse. So she, oh yeah, you, the January 6th report, that can go out. Lady, you have nothing to do with that. And what does she do on the super secret spy documents case on the, about that report? Well, she schedules a hearing. She doesn't rule. Aileen Cannon can't find her way to a ruling without being handheld, fluffed, cajoled, given sucker. Everything that's happened in this case, in that case, has been delay, delay, delay. What does she do? She schedules a hearing for when? When is the hearing scheduled? Everyone shout at your radio and your streaming device and your screen at the same time. Friday. She schedules the hearing on Friday. And this slow-moving, know-nothing, can't-find-her-way to read the law. Ha. Do you think she's going to rule from the bench on Friday, everybody? No. She ain't going to rule. So again, Judge Aileen Cannon, grotesque incompetence and delay, 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 absolute bias of the highest order, says, oh yeah, on this report that you don't, that the DOJ isn't asking released to release to the public, to Congress, redacted and confidentially. And she's like, look, now that you've fully briefed the matter, let me have a hearing about it. And then I'm sure she will, quote, take the matter under advisement. And what happens on Monday, y'all? DJT becomes the president of the United States. What do you think happens to the evidence? I love it when the January 6th committee evidence was destroyed. No, it wasn't. I'll talk about that in a minute. What do you think happens to the evidence about the super secret spy documents and Jack Smith's report on this on Monday, since Aileen has delayed, delayed, delayed? I'll give you a hint. It sounds like this. When we come back, I'll take your phone calls and text messages, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I always got you covered on all those legal wranglings and details because I'm your friendly lawyer lady on the radio. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady on the radio. Today, friendly but fired up. I can be fired up and friendly all at the same time. These things happen. I'm talking about the lawlessness of Loose Cannon, Judge Aileen Cannon, the woman making rulings, preventing the public from knowing essential facts about our incoming president, on a case that she doesn't have any more jurisdiction regarding. It's been an absolute saga of legal procedural maneuvering, but she has successfully delayed every single bit of this case, gifted Donald Trump a dismissal, and now delayed the issuance of a report. By the way, I could make this third jurisdictional argument or fourth jurisdictional argument or fifth. I lose track of all of the ways that Aileen Cannon doesn't have jurisdiction over this. The attorney general's exercise of his discretion to publish this report has arguably, especially when it's going to just be released confidentially to Congress, has arguably not a damn thing to do with the trial or the case that's before Judge Cannon. Just another spin on that. It relates not just because it happened yesterday to today's events, because Pete Hegseth, the most unqualified guy, will be himself a threat to national security. Aileen Cannon's helping our next president continue to be a threat to national security. It's just incredible. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text lines, and then we're going to go to the phone. Steve from Milwaukee says Obama, Bush, and Clinton should be boycotting the inauguration of that seditious cretin. I disagree. The office is more important than the man. And it'll be distasteful, to be sure. Wisco Paul says Merrick Garland is bad at his job. All this should have happened a year ago. I couldn't agree with you more, Wisco. Merrick Garland will go down as one of the most ineffective attorneys general that we've ever had. From the 608, this whole administration that is coming up, it's by design. It sounds like it's going to be a real-life Red Dawn. Expect instead of Cuba, it'll be Russia or China that invade us to save us from all the corruption. Hyperbolic, maybe. Portending of things to come, perhaps. Jim from Appleton texting in on WISS says, don't worry, Maggie. She won't be an Article 3 judge for much longer. Also coming from Ardeth on Facebook. Hi, Ardeth. Saying the same thing because Thomas or Alito will retire by February and then she'll be promoted. Uh-huh. Boy, she's carried his water for him. Of course he will reward her with a Supreme Court appointment. Rita and Steve from La Crosse, maybe it's time that Joe Biden does something. He's got the power from the Supreme Court to get it done. I'm so tired of this. Yeah, it's tempting, isn't it? Rita and Steve, thanks for listening on WLCX. WMDX, Kurt from Madison saying, I thought there are a panel of judges that have the power to penalize or overrule her. Where in the hell are they? Yeah, that's the 11th Circuit. They don't seem to be of alacrity. Allie from Madison, can Biden pardon Mar-a-Lago defendants so no harm in releasing the doc? I love the way you're thinking, Allie. What if Biden pardoned not just Nauta and De Oliveira, but pardoned Trump for the super secret spy documents case? Then there would be no question that she doesn't have any jurisdiction. And then the report could come out and at least we would know what the evidence is that our former president stole our nation's secrets and did what with them? Gosh knows what they did, what he did with them. All right, let's go to the phones. Mark from Prairie du Sac, thanks for your patience, my friend.
Yeah, no problem at all. And I agree with the last text you just had that Biden should just, you know, do that and release the report. And more than likely, there's supplemental information we found out subsequent that Donald Trump indeed did monetize that information. And we likely know if we can release that information without endangering our assets, release that information to show what a traitor that Donald Trump more than likely is. I mean, that, and Pete Hegseth, I mean, monitoring myself here because he stole from veterans. He stole from veterans, and this guy is going to be the head of the Defense Department. It just is. It's mind-boggling. It's not mind-boggling. It's just disgusting. Just pure and simple disgusting.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. It's a gosh darn shame. I'm also going to give my apologies to Jesse, who waited so patiently to get on the air and couldn't wait anymore. I'm sorry, Jesse. I had to get through the whole thing so everybody had all of the info. We're going to go to the phones again. Hey, is this Daniel? You're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What are your thoughts this afternoon, sir?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, so please let me talk 20 to 30 seconds without interrupting.
I make no such promises, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know, because you've interrupted me before.
Yep, because Dan, it's my show. I get to do that.
Well, I understand that, but it also is
you're wasting your 20, 30 to seconds. That's not how talk radio works, Dan.
No,
go ahead. And if you listen to right-wing, righty-whitey talk radio, it's worse. But go ahead and make your point, sir.
Okay. So anyway, you go on and on about this, and yet, when you look at the Trump hush money case, it's a complete joke.
I'm not talking about the hush money case, Dan. Let's stay on the topic. I think the hush money case is the weakest. I think it's arguable that it shouldn't have even been brought. I think you can actually have a debate about this. This was after the man left the White House. He stole national security secrets. It's why this is such a problem. So remember, if you ever want to debate with Maggie Dawn, there are three rules. Don't deflect, don't disinform, and don't disrespect or discriminate. You broke rule number one. You started to deflect. Dems the rules. I get to make them. Folks, we're going to take care of a little business at the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Hegseth confirmation hearing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. It's pretty incredible. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Find out what it means to me.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is along and helps us answer the question, what's worse, cilantro or the Kardashians? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks.
are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in California slowly trying to contain the major wildfires burning in Los Angeles County for more than a week. The Eaton Fire, just 35% contained. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says dangerous Santa Ana winds are back.
Remain alert as danger has not yet passed.
House Speaker Mike Johnson clarifying yesterday's remarks that there should be conditions on federal funding for the state, saying there are discussions on how to best spend any approved funds over the reconciliation bills.
Leader and I come from a disaster-prone state, Louisiana. We deal with hurricanes and floods and tornadoes all the time, and wildfires as well. We all know that. We all feel that. We're all Americans. And the Americans there that are affected, desperately need and deserve help.
Confirmation hearings wrapping up for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Democrats grilled Hegseth over his comments that women should not serve in combat. Hegseth pushing back on allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. This is ABC News.